It was full dark by the time Dunk emerged. His stomach was full, and his purse was a little lighter. But he felt good as he walked to the stables. Ahead, he heard a horse whicker.
"Easy, lad," a boy's voice said.
Dunk quickened his step, frowning. He found the stable boy mounted on Thunder and wearing the old man's armor. The hauberk was longer than he was, and he'd had to tilt the helm back on his bald head or else it would have covered his eyes. He looked utterly intent and utterly absurd. Dunk stopped in the stable door and laughed. The boy looked up, flushed, vaulted to the ground.
"My lord, I did not mean..."
"Thief," Dunk said, trying to sound stern. "Take off that armor and be glad that Thunder didn't kick you in that fool head. He's a war horse, not a boy's pony." The boy took off the helm and flung it to the straw.
"I could ride him as well as you," he said, bold as you please.
"Close your mouth. I want none of your insolence. The hauberk too. Take it off.
What did you think you were doing?
How can I tell you with my mouth closed?" The boy squirmed out of the chainmail and let it fall.
"You can open your mouth to answer," said Dunk. "Now pick up that mail, shake off the dirt and put it back where you found it. And the half helm too. Did you feed the horses, as I told you, and rub down Sweetfoot?"
"Yes,"
the boy said as he shook straw from the mail.
"You're going to Ashford, aren't you? Take me with you, sir."
The innkeep had warned him of this.
"What might your mother say to that?"
"My mother?"
The boy wrinkled up his face.
"My mother's dead. She wouldn't say anything."
He was surprised. Wasn't the innkeep his mother? Perhaps he was only apprenticed to her. Dunk's head was a little fuzzy from the ale.
"Are you an orphan boy?" he asked uncertainly.
"Are you?"
the boy threw back.
"I was once," Dunk admitted, "till the old man took me in."
"If you took me, I could squire for you."
"I have no need of a squire," he said.
"Every knight needs a squire," the boy said.
"You look as though you need one more than most."
Dunk raised a hand threateningly.
"And you look as though you need a clout in the ear, it seems to me. Fill me a sack of oats. I'm off to Ashford, alone."